Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. And for those of you who are regular listeners, you know how much I value our being knowledgeable about how to keep ourselves well. Nutrition has been proven so many times to make such a big difference in our lives. Well, all of us are familiar with vitamin E. And it has had such a powerful impact on life, but we're going to be talking about vitamin E beyond tocopherol, which when we go to look for the natural vitamins, that's what we want. We want those tocopherols. But have you heard of tocotrienols? Oh, I know it's a mouthful. Well, we've got a wonderful guest, Dr. Barry Tan, who is going to be sharing with us some of the information about this, and we're going to be going into some detail that I think might amaze you. It will inform you, and I think you'll find it talked about in a layperson's language. Dr. Barry Tan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Donna.
I've really enjoyed your material. I was referred to you by Dr. Gravelin, who has been a guest on my show more than once, and his special interest is statins and their negative side effects. And one day I got an email from him, and he said, Donna, you must know about Dr. Tan. His research with vitamin E and the tocotrienols is absolutely amazing. And so I contacted your office. I had the opportunity to chat with you. You sent me this marvelous book, Tocotrienols, Vitamin E Beyond Tocopherols. And I thought, this is amazing. And when I read through the book and I saw all of the research reports, I was astonished, absolutely amazed. First, tell my audience a bit about your background and how you chose to make this a part of your research and your life's work.
I'm a Malaysian by descent. And I have studied chemistry, biochemistry, and nutrition all my life. I came to the University of Massachusetts as a chemistry professor, and then later on in nutrition and food science, and beginning in the early 80s. And I left the university probably in about early to mid-90s. What caught my interest initially was carotenoids, carotenes, like people say, eat your colors. That was my first passion. And I have been, if you type my name, I've been working on carotene for a very, very long time. And how I stumbled into this particular kind of vitamin E called tocotrienol came in earlier years that oftentimes when carotenoids are there, they are fantastically unstable. They usually require some form of antioxidant to protect it in the plant. And in the early 90s, I went to South America on some kind of a medicine man trip. At the time, looking for lutein. Many of you know lutein for the eye.
Oh,
and I
yes.
did lutein with this giant marigold flower. But that was my intent. But in a corner of my eye, I caught hold of a very red pod. And I quickly know that this is annatto. And what that was not news to me. What was news to me, Donna, was that this pod is phototrophic, like sunflower. It follows the sun. And then the pod would open. And then when the pod opened, that the pod is phototrophic amazes me. And that was news to me. But when the pod opened, the second thing that startled me was that, unlike an apple or an orange, it has a flesh. You eat the flesh, and the seed is in the middle. When this pod opened, which is actually a fruit, there is no flesh. So where the flesh is air. And there is a central stem, and then there's seed. And the seed is where the carotenoids are. I said, oh, this is my favorite chemical that I study. And then I thought, well, if there are no flesh, and they are phototrophic, That means that if there were to be one time a carotene or carotenoid that is most challenged to oxidation, this got to be it. Not the lycopene in tomato, not the beta carotene in carrot. It's got to be annatto color or annatto bixin in annatto. Then I started to ask the question, what is this that is protecting this carotenoid from degrading when there's no flesh and it's phototropic and follow the sun until it's fully ripe and the pod open? So that question and inquiry led me to the discovery of this particular vitamin E.
One of the statements that was made by a Richard A. Passwater, he said, it's exciting to know that some nutrients can actually reverse atherosclerosis by removing so-called cholesterol deposits. Now, this is something that we hear about all the time, that, you know, heart disease is one of the leading killers, and I know my husband has had 24 years ago had a major coronary because of a plaque blockage in a section, a one-inch section of a major artery leading to the heart. So just about everybody I know has known someone that's been affected by this. And there has been a great deal of concern because as we've become more knowledgeable, we have discovered that frequently what we're recommending to people isn't working. And nutrition, people are becoming more interested in getting away from medicine as much as possible, now that medicine's all bad, but saying, what can we do to take a preventative positioning to encourage wellness? When you were working with the annatto, did you in any way have a clue that it was going to have such a significant impact on the nutritional balance for people?
I have no knowledge the extent that I come to know today. I knew that the tocotrienol, which is kind of like a Johnny come lately in terms of the vitamin E field, because vitamin E was discovered in the tocopherol was discovered in the 1920 University of California, Berkeley, and the tocotrienol was not discovered until the 1950s. And even after its discovery, nobody knew what to do with this kind of vitamin E. Until 1980s, and this is the kind of tocotrienol I know about, 1980 from University Wisconsin in Madison. And they discovered that is the tocotrienol vitamin E is able to dial down the body's ability to make cholesterol. This was a significant finding. The original discovery was tocotrienol extracted from a place called Bali extract. From USDA laboratory in Madison. And then that began the first trial. And the first trial was performed by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Even the drug company know that this is a reasonable candidate for a cholesterol-reducing drug. And so that began it. And in that early years, back in the early 80s, they discovered the delta and gamma tocotrienol were the most two active one. And then for about 10 years, it languished. But I still persisted in studying them. And when I discovered the annatto tocotrienol, which only contained delta and gamma tocotrienol, this time I would not let go. I said, I got to try this out to see if this would do the job for lowering cholesterol and some of these arteriogenic anti-arteriogenic benefits that you mentioned. So the arteriosclerosis thing came to me laterally, not at the beginning.
There's also, with one of the research papers in the book that I have here, that was written by Alexander Schaus, said that vitamin E is a generic name for the family of 8 major and 4 minor compounds that have been found to possess vitamin E activity. As a layperson, when someone says vitamin E, you just think of a little capsule. You don't realize that it has this much, you know, this has a multi-level capacity to it. And I think that as we become more aware, we realize that nothing is just A plus B equals C, that Mother Nature has created so many phenomenal compounds that's part of our learning curve, is to try to see what the connections are and how they can harmonize with us and how they can help us. Let me just share with you a story quickly that was a very personal experience for both me and my husband. This was a few years ago. There was a gentleman we met who was a publicist for pharmacological publications. And in his family, his father had lost his legs because when he got to be in his 60s or 70s, he developed a type of gangrene due to poor circulation. His legs were amputated. Well, at the time that happened to his father, they weren't into nutrition as we are today. This gentleman, when he was talking to a group of us, was saying that his legs, and he was close to 70 at the time, he said, "I've not lost my legs because being involved in the pharmacological industry," he said, "I read all kinds of publications." And vitamin E was one of these publications that was just amazing what it was able to do. And he took massive doses of it, and for him, it saved his legs because his circulation was starting to act like his father's. But he did a lot of research, and he had that background. And he said it is a phenomenal tool, especially with older people. But I think it's for people of all ages, actually. But with him, it's, again, the vitamin E saved his legs. But there could have been a lot of components in that vitamin E that contributed to that with the research that we have today.
That is true. I think at the time, if you were to go back far enough, like almost 80 years ago, vitamin E was first discovered to be, they just used the numerical A, B, C, D, and then they come up to E, and then this was the E factor. So when they discovered the E factor, at the time when they did this, they found that the animal is not able to support the fetus when the fetus is growing, and they have a thing called fetal resorption. This had never happened in human being, but that was how vitamin E was discovered. And when the animal did not have enough vitamin E, their fetal resorption, basically a form of a spontaneous abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Then later on, the vitamin E was also discovered to protect the blood. So a quick way to dub vitamin E would be, it's a birth vitamin as well as a blood vitamin. And it stayed like that for 50 years because people did not ask any more question about vitamin E besides the very well-known alpha-tocopherol. And when people start to discover the other tocopherols, and particularly other tocotrienols, that's when people ask, well, what are the tocotrienols there for? In my part, my discovery of the tocotrienol has this. Because the annatto plant is producing the carotene, and because the carotene is so fantastically oxidizable or easily go rancid, the plant has to do whatever it can to protect those color so that the birds and the frogs would disperse the seed. Well, the way they do that is to make the vitamin E, but interestingly enough, the plant only make the delta and gamma tocotrienol vitamin E because they are the two most potent antioxidants of the E series, almost 50 times more potent than tocopherol. And so when I stumbled into this, I thought, all right, this is a reasonable chance to reduce this to practice to see how this would help people in manage their lipids, which is part of the cardiovascular concerns and cardiovascular health.
One of the points relative to what we have been discussing is that it also has been shown to be extremely valuable in preventing cancer and in actually working with tumors to get rid of them. And I found a study in this book that you had sent me in 1989 that had been done with rodents. And tocotrienol, they said, had chemopreventive properties in both mammary tumor and hepatic tumor models. And then they moved forward in the report that also palm oil-derived tocotrienols were found to suppress activation of Epstein-Barr virus. And then in 1995, now that the previous statement I made was in 1994, in 1995, it was found that tocotrienol, not tocopherol, was found to suppress the growth of human breast cancer cell line in vitro. And this was a special report done by Elson and Kurishi that it depleted tumor tissues, and I'm cutting this short a little bit, you can fill it in, and they were related to growth control associated proteins. And there, I was just talking with a client of mine last week who is battling a cancer that is protein based, and this is something we go, what? You know, tumors, protein based, what does this mean? And she's been put on a very restrictive diet that doesn't allow dairy, doesn't allow protein. This might be able to assist her.
Yes, you summarized that exceedingly well. I think personally that tocotrienol able to inhibit cancer is a marvel. Is something I did not expect. I did expect that tocotrienol would work in the lipid area, in the cardiovascular domain. But mm-hmm. in the cancer, that came to me as a surprise as well. And you were right. Initially, people tested it out on mammary tumors and breast cancer. Since then, to fast forward it, at least these have graduated all the way to today, to animal study, what came from cell line study, that this work on skin cancer, on breast cancer, mammary tumors, and from prostate cancer, and most recently on pancreatic cancer. The pancreatic cancer is an absolute shocking thing to my life. And people can Google about this, by the way. In mm-hmm. fact, this is going to phase one clinical trial, University of Southern Florida. They got $3.5 million to go into clinical trial. I have nothing to do with this. I want you to know this. And it was just a stunning thing that they've gone. And pancreatic cancer, anybody who knows about cancer knows this. It is almost a definite death sentence because
yes.
95% of the people who have this kind of cancer do not live beyond 1 year. We heard about Patrick Swayze. We mm-hmm. heard about Pavarotti. The person who wrote about the last lecture, House, and also the Apple computer gentleman, Steve Jobs, is having it just now. So the prognosis for this cancer is not good. Now, the understanding that is out there is this so far. In the case of breast cancer, the more virulent the cancer is, the stronger the effect of the tocotrienol on it. Something marvelous. And this is published in 98 to 2001. A lot of these are quite new in its publication. As to what vitamin E works, they consistently found that only delta and gamma tocotrienol work best. All the tocopherol do not work at all, and the other alpha, beta tocotrienol do not work. And then if you fast forward further to today, they also found that when you have too much tocopherol with the tocotrienol, the tocopherol would seem to interfere with the function of the tocotrienol. That's another fact found. And the most recent of them all is this mechanistic construct. I find this to be tantalizing, to say the least. And that is that when a tumor grows, the tumor came originally from your normal cells. When a tumor mm-hmm. grows, it grows about 100 to 1,000 times more voracious than the normal cells. It actually secretes a protein that grows new vessel to the nearby artery in order to hijack other nutrients to fuel its phenomenal growth. The tocotrienol has been shown, proven, in at least half a dozen studies to incapacitate, to cut off the ability of the tumor to grow new tumor cells. I wish I have a projector. If I were to show you an experiment that was done where they would have a normal tumor growing, and then they would insert in tocotrienol, the normal tumor would be flush red color because of the huge amount of hemoglobin by the huge amount of blood vessel. As mm-hmm. soon as they put the tocotrienol, then you can see that the tumor site look pale, a pale pink color, basically chopping all the hemoglobin and the blood vessel feeding it. So that new growth is called angiogenesis. And tocotrienol is able to have anti-angiogenic growth created by the tumor. I find that to be nothing short of a miracle. And I'm presenting that study, by the way, in Orlando in about 2 weeks, and also in Las Vegas in approximately 3 weeks.
Wow. I mean, this is just absolutely phenomenal, and we'll want to repeat that information about your appearances in Orlando and also in Las Vegas, because if any of my listeners are located in those vicinities and they know of someone who's battling cancer, this information is so vital to be able to take it to your doctor, to be able to have the information on this. I just think it is absolutely, absolutely incredible. Now, you talk or in different research papers here, and I know that you found the annatto plant to be especially vital in being able to do the tocotrienols. Why is it that the palm oil-derived tocotrienol is not as effective? It says that it does, it can reach the brain and can find its way into the cerebral spinal fluid. And I think that that's something that people are not always aware of, that when you are ingesting these nutrients, if they're working effectively, they really go through the whole system. It's a systemic situation, and that's what you want. You want something that's going to be addressing all the cells. And I find what you have just said about the tumors, that the tocotrienols literally cut off their food supply, so it starves to death, it dies, is amazing.
And Japanese, that is from University of Southern Florida, and Japanese researcher also found out that when you give the animal different vitamin E, the tocotrienol is able to accumulate to the site of the cancer much higher. At one study, it is about 50-60 times higher in concentration, and in another study, more modest, more like 3 to 5 times higher in concentration than the tocopherol. So the Japanese scientists said that one of the reasons for which the tocotrienol would kill the tumor is because the ability to deposit and recruit it to the site of the tumor. And that was an independent. All this study I'm quoting to you happened in the last year or two. So they are very recent.
Oh, this is amazing. As
to the question that you raised about the alpha tocopherol, the alpha tocopherol interfere with the tocotrienol in these few ways. The alpha tocopherol blocks the absorption of the tocotrienol and compromise with tocotrienol ability to reduce cholesterol on a cardiovascular benefit. And it also induces breakdown of the tocotrienol. Now, if you turn this around, it's not so shocking to see that this works like this, because alpha tocopherol, that vitamin E, is the only known vitamin E that has the transport protein. Now, I will keep this message simple. What is the transport protein? Transport protein means that they have a chaperone. They have a rite of passage. Over the eons of time, nature has made a particular protein that whenever it sees vitamin E alpha tocopherol, it just chaperones it to the site. So it just simply have a rite of passage. Whereas tocotrienols and other tocopherol do not have the rite of passage. They do not have a transport protein, which means that it has to go through with just diffusion. As you eat fat, it emulsified and it would just absorb. Fewer things have transport protein. Vitamin A has it, vitamin D has it, but many others do not. So if you take tocotrienol with tocopherol, then the tocopherol with the rite of passage is going to block the absorption of tocotrienol. So that's why that tocopherol is less beneficial. As to nature, you can only get tocotrienol in 3 sources that I know of: rice, palm, and annatto. And Dr. Schwartz, in his beginning chapter, wrote about this. Mm-hmm. In palm and rice, they typically contain 25 to 50% as tocopherol. In the annatto, it is tocopherol-free. It does not contain tocopherol. And purely because the plant needed the tocotrienol to protect the carotene, like I mentioned to you. So therefore, if you require a source that have the least interference of any kind, then the absence of tocopherol would be the best for the consumption of the tocotrienol for the benefits.
There's also a statement that is done, let me get the front page of the report that I have here. It is a report done by Neil Levin and Dallas Kuatri. And they said that tocotrienol appears to exert the an opposite effect regarding oxidative neurodegeneration. And correct me if I'm not doing this correctly. And it undergoes metabolism to a hormone form that releases excess fluid from the body. I find this so fascinating, especially with what I know this gentleman's experience was so many years ago, where he was having trouble with circulation, and often people that have trouble with circulation, they complain of cold feet, their feet will swell and get all puffy, they'll look sort of purplish. There's all kinds of conditions that can result. If someone's diabetic, it's really a problem. And so this is a very supportive component for the body. And you've mentioned about not taking the tocopherols at the same time when you take your tocotrienols, and that maybe you take one in the morning or the other in the evening. How would someone find out about this, you know, to a degree where they could take this information to a physician? Because doctors have a very tough time keeping up with things. Just the information you've given us in the last few minutes. I mean, this is brand new. This is cutting edge. And so
yes,
here you have this information, and a lot of doctors, if their patients walked in and said, hey, doc, have you heard about tocotrienol? They're going to go, excuse me, how much coffee did you have this morning? You know, they are so busy, and they don't have very much time to spend with their patients anyway. For the layperson, to be able to go to their physician and say, look, this is something that can help people if a woman has breast cancer. I mean, this is such good news. I have a friend that has been involved with raising money for breast cancer for the past few years. The women that have suffered from this, the radical mastectomies they've had to go through, the horrific treatments of chemotherapy, this is something that if it can be given and literally kill and cause those transporters to die so that they cannot live, because any tumor, any cancer is a parasitical, this is my word, a parasitical type of a life form. And I know that may not be the right way of describing it, but that's how I like to describe it. And it has to have a host, because if it doesn't have a host, it's going to die.
That's right. I would say I'm trying to process in my mind how would someone get the information to the physician. I'm thinking of at this two or three person.
All right, Dr. Tan, I've got to take a break, so let's hold that thought. And when
okay,
we come back, then we'll give this information out to my audience. This is Donna Sebo. Dr. Barry Tan is my guest. This material we're talking about is tocotrienol. Now, I want you to write it down. It's T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L-S. It's vitamin E beyond tocopherol. Don't feel badly if your head seems to be spinning, but understand we're going to be giving you information, a website you can go to, a publication that's going to be coming out that is going to be able to educate you, and we're going to give that to you and even more. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Dr. Barry Tan will be coming back with me in just a moment. Don't change your station. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello, welcome back, and our guest again today, if you're just tuning in, is Dr. Barry Tan. We're talking about tocotrienol. Now, this is all about vitamin E beyond tocopherol. Now, before we went on break, Dr. Tan, we were talking about sources of information that people can go to. They can write this down, and of course, it's available to them on your website, but give us the website that they can go to, and then tell us about this new book that is going to be coming out that's oriented especially towards the layperson.
Okay, and the website where I have many of this information and cite where they come from is American River, like the river, American River Nutrition, a continuous word, AmericanRiverNutrition.com. If you somehow could not get through, which I'll be surprised, you simply would type my name, it will lead you there. Except the first name of mine is spelled B-A-R-R-I-E, and then Tan, T-A-N. If you Google that, it will lead you to AmericanRiverNutrition.com, and then you can see all these things in there. What was the follow-up question now? Or the book.
The book that you're coming out with.
Yes, I'm writing a layperson's book, not the one that I gave to Donna Sebo, which is a more comprehensive scientific book. The one that she's holding in her hand is the first ever book, scientific book, ever published on this. If someone would like to acquire a copy, I will gladly, I'm doing this as a public service, I'll pass on to you at half the price that you can ever buy from Amazon.com. We have extra copies of that. But the book that I'll gladly give it to people away, there are about only 14 pages. I reduce the information to a digestible form. I'm doing it also as a service to anybody that email. Once you come to the website, there's a place that you can write email. If you send the email to us, then I'll send the book to you. It should be available, that book, sometime by the middle of November. Please bear with us. If you send it to me, you have my word, I'll send it to you, but I might not be able to do it right immediately. Sometime in November, you will be able to get a copy of this.
And, we'll repeat that later on, too, Dr. Tan. What was it you were going to add to that?
I was going to try to answer your earlier question that, you know, if a person need to go and see the doctor, how they can get this information to the doctor.
Yes.
I can think of three names, and one of them is Mark Houston, like Houston, Texas. Mark Houston, he's a cardiologist from Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, and he writes about this tocotrienol. You know, his title of his review paper was Non-Pharmacologic Treatment of Dyslipidemia, just came out. And he had a full big portion given to tocotrienol, the very first one. The second one is a popular, well-known cardiologist, Stephen Sinatra, Dr. Sinatra from Connecticut. And he wrote Delta-Tocotrienol, the vitamin E anti-inflammation superstar. The third one is, he's also a cardiologist. The third one is Linda Driscoll. I do not know Professor Driscoll, but Linda Driscoll wrote, she's from the University of Missouri Medical School, University of Missouri, Kansas City, UMKC, and she wrote a review paper about non-pharmacologic intervention for women who go through endometrial cancer because it's so severe, like Donna said, and how they would take antioxidant cocktail that would help protect them. In her antioxidant cocktail, she included tocotrienol. So if you type her name, you'll be able to source these papers. If you missed how I would say this, if you email to me, I would reference these people to you and even send you a PDF copy of their respective work.
That is awesome, Dr. Tan. Now, let's go with the time remaining that we have here in this next quarter hour. Let's talk about natural food sources of the tocotrienols. When we were on break, you talked about a 10-year study that was done by a colleague and finally broke down all kinds of foods as to the value. Tell us about that and how much someone would have to eat to get something like this into their body system that would serve them well.
And it probably not possible from eating from diet because vitamin E seems to be found where vegetable oil are found, and it's not a fantastic thing to take a lot of oils and fat. But that's where they are because they protect the fat from oxidation. Mm-hmm. However, let's take the one step back. If you take a normal Western diet, and assuming you take a normal healthy Western diet, which means a lot of grains and nuts, you know, and if the nuts are monocot, I know that's a big word. If you open a peanut, it breaks into two. That's called dicotyledonous. Then most of the E there will be tocopherol. If it is a monocot, which is barley, oats, wheat, rice, palm, this will be monocot. Then most of the vitamin E would look like a tocotrienol. However, if you eat your normal grains and food, you would be expected to have probably about 3 to 5 milligrams of tocotrienol at most. An active amount that we consider to be a therapeutic would be about 100 milligrams. So it's not possible to get from diet. However, that Professor Itten Miller, a German last name, University of Georgia, funded by the USDA, published a book in 2007 or 2006. That document all of this. Now, I have summarized part of his book to know where these are from, and I published this in December 2005. I guess the book was in 2004, I beg your pardon. And I published the review paper in 2005. If you remind me when you ask me for whatever references you need, I'll be glad to send you a copy of that, and then you can see what sources would contain these kinds of tocotrienol, vitamin E.
I found it was quite interesting when in the section of the book that I have in front of me, it talks about the grains and the breakdown of the tocotrienols, and that there was something they discovered that was really very unique. Usually we think that something in its raw form is going to be better for us, but they found the ratio of tocotrienols to tocopherols was increased after extrusion cooking. And that indicated that tocotrienols remain the main retained isomers of vitamin E. Explain that.
Yes, Donna, you got wonderful question, and no wonder your audience loves you so much. I'll tell you what. I'll give you the simple rendition. If an ingredient in a food is water soluble, like vitamin C and mm-hmm. B, then if they are taken as is without being blenching or stir-frying or something like that, then they're most available to us. However, if the ingredient that we would like from a food that is lipid-soluble or oil-soluble, such as vitamin E, D, K, like that, then they are intrinsically inside the cells of the plant. So if you eat a raw carrot, for example, And then the beta carotene in the raw carrot is very difficult to be absorbed in your body. It is well known. Some other time, I hope you get me to interview again, I'll tell you about my brush with WHO, about how do people take carrot and must be done certain way. Otherwise, kids in third world country will have blindness like that. So they know about this. That's why I learned it first from that. If you blanch them or microwave them even or stir fry them, then this lipid soluble vitamin actually will become more bioavailable to the body. So lipid soluble, you need to cook them first. Water soluble, if you don't cook them, you got more of the goodies.
Fascinating. Well, you learn something new every day. Heart disease, we started off talking about that, and cardiovascular disease, and I'm taking it directly from your publication, was the leading cause of deaths in 2004. One out of every five deaths in the United States was due to cardiovascular failure. Death rate from diabetes was substantial, and about 65% of people with diabetes mellitus die from some form of heart disease or stroke as well. And you have all of these different points of information, which we are pummeled with day in and day out. Mm-hmm. And to find out that tocotrienol can have such a phenomenal effect for people, that it would this can really make a big difference in the way people are treated. It would be enabling us to take a positioning of preventative medicine if we know someone has a propensity for this kind of patterning, instead of saying, gee whiz, plan on being under the knife, you know, in 3 years. It really is phenomenal.
And this is how I would respond to it. I think personally I have a passion that Wales Pharmaceutical, it's a medical management of this chronic disorder later in life. I'm passionately wanting to involve with using nutraceutical for the prevention of chronic disorder earlier in life, not when the disorder already happened. And this tocotrienol is one of those that fit. Because of the chronic disorder of cardiovascular you mentioned, which is very broad, let me choose one particular spot, and this one is easy like that. People know about sugar, diabetes, right? I'll choose triglyceride. I just choose it. Even though tocotrienol lower cholesterol and for hypercholesterolemia, statin drug, this and that, I'll just choose the triglyceride. Many people do not know this. And if you get this, I'm just happy as the person that you do. You know, when people who are diabetic, and that's how diabetes is discovered, the sugar level is high. And when the sugar level is too high, then the doctor's diabetic. What people generally do not know is there is a class called pre-diabetes, metabolic syndrome, syndrome X, many words to use it. But when you break it down, what pre-diabetes and metabolic syndrome is this, and this is the part that the message is not getting out, and that is that the sugar is still normal. Otherwise, it won't be called pre-diabetes, you see? So the sugar is normal. So what exactly is not normal when people are pre-diabetic? Well, what is not normal, Donna, is that their triglyceride is high. So the triglyceride is high, forcefully kept high so that the sugar is kept at bay until the floodgate bursts. And then the sugar will go up and then they're diabetic. But even in the state of diabetes and the sugar is high, guess what? The triglyceride is still high. So therefore, I am asking people to manage their body of pre-diabetes and diabetes by managing the triglyceride. No question asked. If they are diabetic, they must deal with the sugar. But if someone is not yet diabetic, when you get your lipid profile from your doctor on cholesterol, they always put in the triglyceride. Just read the triglyceride. If the triglyceride is high, then you are in a state of metabolic syndrome. And so when we did our experiment, we simply give to a group of people not diabetic, and we watched their triglyceride drop. That was thrilling to us. Because it is not treating a disease, it's actually helping the person to prevent them from being diabetic. For me, that is a pleasure to learn. We have 25 million diabetic in this country. Probably three times that is pre-diabetic. So we got to go after the people before they get to a state of being diabetic. And here's an example. Prevention by managing the triglyceride long before the floodgates open and then the sugar is uncontrolled.
Dr. Tan, we're just about out of time. I am so thrilled with what you have shared with us today. For those of you listening, I want to repeat the information. Go to his website, AmericanRiverNutrition.com. You'll find all kinds of papers and publications there. If you have a difficulty in getting through, then go to Dr. Barry Tan. That's B-A-R-R-I-E, and the information will pop up. He's also coming out with a new book. It will be available after the middle of November. The textbook that I have here, you can buy it. He's going to offer it at a very special price. Believe me, if you want to be informed, it's well worth reading. But recognizing that this is information you can share with your loved ones, it's information that you can use for yourself. We have such an upheaval in this country at this time. Why not take the power of yourself into play, educate yourself, find out about tocotrienol, vitamin E beyond tocopherol. It may not make sense, but by the time you finish reading his material, he will be able to explain it to you in simple words. And the book is coming out in November. He will send it to you at no charge. Dr. Tan, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest. We're going to have to go on break, and I look forward to a future time when we'll be able to talk further about some other things. Thank you again for being my guest.
Thank you, Donna, and thank you all your listeners out there for their patience. I hope this will be useful to you. Thank you.
You are more than welcome, Dr. Tan. This is Donna Seba. We're taking a quick break. We'll be back after this.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Seba. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Seba's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Seba and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Donna Seba publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna, and I know that we didn't open up the phone lines today, but I felt that the information that Dr. Barry Tan was going to share with us, and especially after having read the material, I was so excited about it that I wanted to dedicate as much time as I could during this program so so that you could be made aware of a breakthrough that is going to make the difference in people's lives on a substantial level. With our world of upheaval with healthcare and everything else, I feel it is so important for us to be as educated as possible. And Dr. Tan, just before we came back from the last break, and we will probably have him again on the show talking about different subjects, but in the world of research, the average person is not even going to have the opportunity to know about this. The average doctor is not going to know about it. Why? Because a doctor has literally a truckload of material that he would have to review, and he'd have to be a top-notch speed reader, trust me, to be able to review materials and comprehend it. It's humanly impossible to keep up with it. And I feel like I'm so fortunate to have had this gentleman referred to me by another physician that had been a guest on my show. And when you can be aware of this kind of information, and then you can go to his website, AmericanRiverNutrition.com, and find out about tocotrienols. And let me spell it for you. T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L-S. It is absolutely going to amaze you. And it'll empower you and those that you love in a way that maybe they didn't even think they had a chance of experiencing. If you've known of anyone or that is fighting cancer, anyone that's fighting tumors, this is something that they need to know about. This is natural. This is not going to cause adverse effects, but you're going to have someone that understands it to know what you need. And this is something that empowers you as an individual. He was also talking about research regarding the eyes, research regarding different aspects of infectious diseases that they have been able to find out about. All of this is so important. We never, ever know it all. And what is even more interesting when you review this material is the fact that in the 1920s, they knew about this. But as Dr. Tan said, they didn't know what to do with it. And how many times are we given information, we don't know what to do with it, so we ignore it? That's nothing new. But here you have something today that you can pass along to those that you love, friends, members of your family, and maybe even a perfect stranger. So why not go to his website, check it out, email him, let him know you're interested in his publication for the lay person. And if you want his textbook, if you really are one of those people, you can order that too, and he'll give it to you at half price. So you are going to be able to get the book for free because he says it's important to get this information out to the public. Also, he gave references, Mark Houston, who is a heart specialist, Stephen Sinatra, who is another heart specialist, Linda Driscoll, who's with the University of Missouri. She has information on an antioxidant cocktail for women that have cancer. This is so important. Pass it along. You know, in this life experience, we're only able to experience so much. But when we have people, researchers like Dr. Tan, who find a better way, and he goes public with it, it's good to know. Do your own research. Don't take our word for it. Check it out. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow we're going to have a fabulous guest. We're going to be talking about your dream job. Can you see it? Well, Sue Frederick will be able to see it for you if you can't see it for yourself. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on BBS Radio Station 1. Have a fabulous evening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.